Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 through 5 state, "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." As I was waiting on the Lord to give me the message for you today, I already had that word healing in my spirit, and I contemplated my testimonies of the many physical healings and wondered which one he wanted me to share with you. I didn't realize he wanted to go into another healing direction. We have a tendency to judge others and expect of them love, actions, or responses to us based on our past experiences, either with abuse and behaviors, as well as a number of other things such as selfishness, desires, pride, or society's ground rules. The amount of pressure that we put on those around us is a burden that they cannot carry, and therefore they cannot perform to our satisfaction. They will never please us. We have a tendency to look at Jesus and say, "Yes, he bore our sorrows, but I don't believe that we really understand what that all means." When the Bible says that all of our sin he bore, it means all. It means all the abuse that was done to you. It means all the abuse that you dished out. He was a man rejected, beaten, ridiculed, tortured mentally and emotionally. He took it all for you and for me. His stripes are the testimony for our healing, not only physically, but emotionally and mentally, to give us peace. We find solace in our past pain and hang on to it. You know, we have a tendency to wrap it around us like a security blanket. We snuggle in it and up to it because it's something that we know. It's familiar. And trying something new is very scary. It is an unknown. But God sent his Son to take all that away. He paid a heavy price to set you and I free. Why do we reject this precious gift? Why do we call ourselves children of God and yet not trust him with our pain? We'd rather talk about it to our friends. We'd rather rehearse it than give it to him. He not only nailed it to the tree, but has set us free from all the bondage, rejection, abuse, and all manner of ugliness that you and I have experienced. In John chapter 8, verse 36, it states, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." We need to renounce the past. Ask for forgiveness, not only for ourselves, but forgive others who may have hurt us and set them free. And in doing so, we are set free. Take God at his word. Believe in your healing. Kick the devil out of your mind. He may try to bring thoughts about your past pain before you, but as you declare that it is under the blood of Jesus and that Jesus paid the price, those memories will fade more and more out of your consciousness, and healing begins. You see, healing is a process. It's like a recipe. The ingredients are time, trust, forgiveness, thankfulness, renouncing past sins, letting go of hurts and unforgiveness, and leaning on the Word of God, just to name a few. God wants to use you. He has a plan for your life, and it is one of freedom from the past. Let go. Let him and live. Get a life. John chapter 8, verse 32 says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Let's pray. Father God, I give you my pain. I give you my anger and hurt. I give you my lack of trust and unforgiveness toward you and others. I want to be free and want to live. I want a life released from bondage. Breathe in me your newness, your breath of freedom and life. Thank you for being my anchor and who I can trust. I praise you and give you my all in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's all the time we have. I'd love to hear from you via email, buffy@swordradio.com. Or drop me a postcard to P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.